gossip, and all things juicy. It's the AMPM Report.
Yes, and let's see. Ice Cube cancels on Good Morning America after George Floyd's death. He says he was in no mood to tell America good morning.
Wow. Okay. He's got a movie out right now with Tracee Ellis Ross, so that's a big opportunity. That's putting your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, that heartbreak, man, when you see that video and everything, it just kind of just drums up all those memories, and sadly, recent memories, you know, of that mistreatment by the law and with black men.
Absolutely.
It's just sad.
Good for you, Ice Cube. Good for you.
And speaking of that, Don Cheadle, Steve Carell, Kalani, and more are helping out. Actually, Janelle Monáe, all taking action to provide aid to those who've been arrested during this public outcry, you know, what's going on in Minneapolis.
Oh, we've seen these protests. Sadly, some of them have, portrayed a more violent display of anger or what have you. A lot of it is peaceful.
The majority is peaceful. A lot of it is peaceful. And in fact, the Minnesota Freedom Fund is a nonprofit that helps bail out low-income individuals who wouldn't have the means to do so.
Okay.
And so the celebrities are stepping up and donating and actually helping.
Absolutely.
And, you know, again, I think it is important, Baylor. We talked about it off the air. You have, if you're watching it, you see these peaceful protests. Then you see, like, these almost anarchists, these people. And a lot of them, you know, if we're honest, they have, you know, it's weird. It's like, who are these people?
Who are they?
And I've heard Black Lives Matter say, we don't even know who many of these people who are inciting the violence.
We're not
familiar with them.
Right.
We don't know who they are.
Right.
And then
you have the president weigh in on, which is so incendiary, with what he tweeted earlier, that basically if you loot, we're going to shoot, which is horrible. And you talk about celebrities weighing in. Taylor Swift, okay, out of the demo, young white woman, hugely popular, of course, pop country. She called it out for what it was. It was awful for the president to tweet that. And, you know, I'm not used to giving my opinion full out. That is inexcusable.
But he's awful.
Yeah, and she,
inexcusable.
And I guess she's risking her base doing it.
Yeah, of course.
But again, you know, I think at the end of the day, right is right. And speaking of right is right, it looks like Steve Harvey is showing how we do at WHUR, showing how well we get paid at WHUR.
Oh, okay, what's up?
He just purchased Tyler Perry's former mansion for $15 million,
wow.
Baby. Yes.
Well, if we save our money just right, let me see, we could do that in...
I guess I'll see you next lifetime. Now, this is rests on 17 acres, mm-hmm. 35,000 square feet, 7 bedrooms.
All right.
And my goodness. So that is
go ahead,
the AMPM Entertainment Report. I'm Mark Clark.